With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Trump administration is firmly defending federal agents following the shooting death of a motorist in Minneapolis. Meanwhile, agents in Portland, Oregon, yesterday say they were forced to fire on two people inside a car after it tried to ram them when they were trying to stop them, suspected members of an illegal Venezuelan gang. President Trump calling off another round of military attacks on Venezuela.
The president praised Venezuela's government for releasing political prisoners, a move he described as a very important and smart gesture. Because of the cooperation, he said he canceled a second wave of attacks. However, in a social media post, he said all U.S. ships will stay in place for safety and security purposes.
That is White House correspondent Greg Clugston. U.S. forces have seized another sanctioned oil tanker in the Caribbean. The pre-dawn action carried out by the U.S. Marines and the U.S. Navy, all part of a months-long buildup of forces in the Caribbean. U.S. Southern Command declared, quote, there is no safe haven for criminals. President Trump meeting today with oil executives at the White House. He's hoping to secure some $100 billion worth of investment to help rebuild Venezuela's struggling oil infrastructure. He says rebuilding it will be good for the U.S. as well as for the people of Venezuela. The country does enjoy the world's largest proven reserve of crude oil, even bigger than Saudi Arabia and Iran. U.S. flu infection showing signs of a slight decline last week. Dr. Andrew Wallach with NYC Health Hospital's Ambulatory Care.
It's not too late. We do know that this year's flu vaccine will give you protection. It may not completely prevent you from getting sick, but if you do get the flu, we know it will actually make sure that your case is not as severe.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 251 points. The NASDAQ down 213. This is SRN News. A warning from an evangelical leader.
George Barna of Arizona Christian University has been researching faith in this country for more than 40 years, and he says unless believers assert themselves, America will be changed forever. Quote, if Christians want a nation based on biblical morality, they must be clearer and more assertive in teaching and modeling the biblical worldview and its resultant lifestyle. As matters stand now, the biblical worldview is poised to lose what little ground it currently occupies. Michael Harrington reporting.
Abortion will remain legal in the state of Wyoming after the state Supreme Court ruled that two laws barring the procedure, including the country's first explicit ban on abortion pills, violated the state constitution. The justices sided with the state's only abortion clinic and others who had sued over the abortion bans passed since 2022. That's when the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, which had legalized abortion nationwide. This is SRN News. Much of Europe remains in the grip of a cold snap, with one storm hitting the UK described by forecasters as a weather bomb.
Thousands of homes and businesses across northern France and southern England are without power. Residents facing widespread travel delays after a storm swept in off the Atlantic, bringing high winds, rain and snow to the region. The low-pressure system, named Storm Goretti, pummeled the Isles of Scilly overnight, with wind gusts of up to 99 mph recorded in the archipelago off the southwestern tip of England. As the storm moved across the UK, it collided with an existing mass of Arctic air, bringing snow to northern areas and heavy rain to other areas. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Sluggish hiring last month closed out a year of weak employment gains that have frustrated job seekers, even as layoffs and unemployment have been low. More on these stories can be found at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.